cleaning fee, where every short-term rental disaster ends with the one move that would have saved you. Tonight, the host who burned down a bedroom slowly over 18 months and called it a 5-star amenity. Renata had a cute little Lake Town rental, and she had a signature touch. Candles, a tasteful dish of them on the nightstand, and a line in the listing, candles provided for ambiance. Guests loved it. So cozy. Loved the candles. 5 stars every time. She reordered them like coffee pods, quietly smug about the one nice thing nobody else on her street was doing. You can see where this is going. Everyone could see where this was going, except Renata. Anniversary couple. 4 nights, spotless history. Night 3, they light the candle. And then, because nothing says romance like leaving an open flame alone in a stranger's house, they head out for dinner. A neighbor smells smoke. The smoke alarm does its job. The curtain does not. Nobody's hurt, but one bedroom is now a charcoal sketch of a bedroom. So Renata calls her insurance, the same homeowner's policy she'd faithfully paid into for 4 years. The adjuster reads her one sentence. The policy doesn't cover losses while the residence is rented to any person for compensation. Translation, the second she took a paying guest, her coverage quietly let itself out the back door. And the fire report, in its own gentle way, noted that the property owner had provided the ignition source. As an amenity. With a little card next to it. 2 years of hosting, 0 nights actually insured. She'd been paying premiums to protect a version of the house that stopped existing the day she got the idea for the candles. Here's tonight's free takeaway. Your homeowner's policy almost certainly has that exact clause. Go find the words business use in it. Renting on Airbnb is business use. That's the whole trap. The actual fix, the coverage swap that closes the gap, plus the open flame house rules that keep a candle from becoming a claim. I put both on one page and you can copy it in 5 minutes. It's the coverage gap checklist, free at thecleaningfee.com. Grab it before your next booking, not after. Because the cleaning fee is never the expensive part. Next time, the quiet little family gathering that somehow needed a bounce house, a broken fence, and a bill with a comma in it. Follow the cleaning fee so you're covered before the smoke alarm is.